A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. And Jesus said to his disciples, Amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and preserves it to eternal life, the one who hates his life in this world. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there also will my servant be. The Father will honor whoever serves me. The Gospel of the Lord. Let me take a line from this gospel and offer a thought for the day. Unless a grain of wheat falls to the earth and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. There's an extraordinary fellow named Buckminster Fuller. He was highly educated. He was an engineer, and he got happily married when he was 27 years old, and they had a baby girl, he and his wife, 1 year later. And then when he was 32, their little girl died, and Buckminster Fuller fell into a deep, deep depression. Also at that time, he had begun a business which failed. So his little girl had died, and he didn't have a job. And he went into a deep depression and decided he'd commit suicide. Such was his intention. And he began to think again. An inner voice spoke to him. And the inner voice said to him, Your life does not belong to you. Your life belongs to the world, belongs to the people of the world. Upon reflection, he decided that he would live his life as if he had died and came back to life and was given a new life. So he changed directions, and he went on to become an extraordinary engineer and architect in the history of engineering in the United States. He wrote 30 books. He became world famous. He was the one who popularized the geodesic dome. And he died in Los Angeles. In 1983, he was 87 years old. Now, Buckminster Fuller teaches us that in some place in life, we have to die and come back to life. That's what's spoken about. The seed that falls to the earth and dies springs up to new life. So it's as if he had died and he came back to life. And he decided at that time, he would not dedicate himself to making money or being successful. He would focus on enriching humanity. Whatever he would do would be to enrich the community around him. And that's exactly what he did. Now, sometimes that happens to us. You know, you go on a retreat. It's happened to me many times. You go on a retreat and all of a sudden, you're imbued with a new sense of purpose in life and a new awareness of the Holy Spirit, and everything is good. That happens to us sometimes in life. When you were young and you first fell in love, you said, wow, it's as if I died and went to heaven, a whole new thing. Or perhaps when a baby was born, you said, wow, this is a whole new world, something wonderful here that I didn't experience before. Whatever, experiences like that are part of the journey of life. Unfortunately, they don't last a long time. I mean, you get all excited about this new life. However, what does it say to us today? We're in a period of virus. It changed our lives. Everybody's life has changed. Not just your life, my life, everybody's life. And it's not just in our country, it's global, it's across the world. People are fearful, they're anxious, people get bored, they get tense. That's the culture, that's what's happening in the world today. And the Word of God says, you must die and come back to life. We must die to many of the things that were familiar to us before. Many of the conveniences, many of the freedoms we had before, we have to die to these and be reborn with faith and with patience and with a sense of purpose in a new world. It's a new world. So how do we get a spirituality that says, God is present to me at this time? And the Word of God calls me to die to certain things and not feel like a victim. All the things we used to have, and I'm whining and moaning. We have to die and be reborn into a new world to meet the power of Jesus Christ in a new world. Short of that, the seed doesn't fall to the ground and doesn't produce much fruit. There's a way in which if we let things go and the seed falls into the ground, and I let things in the past go and I say I'm in a new world and I'll find God's presence in this new world, then new growth will come up. New opportunities to be kind to people. New opportunities to call people who are homebound and lonely. New opportunities to try to understand other people, to be patient, to accept the moment and find God's presence in the moment. That's what's meant when Jesus said, the seed must fall to the ground and die. Otherwise, it produces no fruit. When it dies, it springs up to new life. Keep that in mind today. Die to something today and be reborn. Amen.